Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivug, Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlema, Eliyahu ben Sora, Mordechai ben Sora, and Leilu Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Korab Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Monuyach. I think that one of the most critical ingredients in developing the Midas HaBitochoin and in living the life of a Baal Bitochoin is the recognition of Hashem's Hashkocha Protus. Because really, Bitochoin is evoking Hashkocha Protus in our lives. I have a tzora. I put my trust in Hashem to help me. I have a challenge. I have a difficulty. Whatever it is, I put my trust in Hashem. And I'm counting on Him. I'm hoping to Him. I feel even more confident that He's going to help. I batuach that He's going to help. I'm putting my trust in Hashem. And that, of course, based on the fact that Hashem does Hashkocha Protis. He's the Mashkiach Proti. He takes care. He's metapel. He's involved. He's, of course, kol yochol, totally capable. And he takes interest and pays attention to every aspect of my existence. And in a discussion of Hashkocha Protis very recently, I had a bit of a humorous occurrence. I wanted to share that with you. I sensed that the Olam wasn't getting this Hashkocha Protis idea as clearly as I would have liked to see. I'm sure they knew what it was. I'm sure they've experienced it, but I didn't feel the connection to the fullest extent. So I decided to tell them a little story. You know, many years ago, it was on a Friday morning. It happened to have been the Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm sitting in my office in Los Angeles, Yeshiva, about 9 o'clock in the morning, and my wife calls and she says she doesn't have fish for Shabbos. And of course, my first advice was financial, not religious. I said, then why don't you buy fish? Chonish ken geld, she has no money. Okay, I couldn't help her there, neither did I. Things were tough in those days. So then I said to her, Hashem will help. You have to have bitochen. Hashem will provide fish for Shabbos. Okay, fine. 5 minutes later, a young man walks into my office and I say, what happened yesterday? You know, he was learning Bis Medrash post high school. I say, why didn't you come to learn yesterday? Thanksgiving, you took off. Excuse me. So he says, no. My father was off that day and he wanted to take the boat out and he had no one to go with. So I went along with him. But look what we brought you. A plastic bag, I remember, full with all kinds of fish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the zone of the furnace and he provides. So one of the people in the audience says to me, but it wasn't gefilte fish. So I said, first of all, you eat all kinds of fish on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be gefilte fish. There's a minig, and for halachic reasons, maybe, but they eat other fish too. But if you're interested in gefilte fish, let me tell you another story. And I proceeded to tell him another maisa shehoyo, that it was the time when I was living in New York and get a call on a Friday afternoon. Same story, no fish for Shabbos, no money to buy the fish. Happy tochen. Within 2-3 minutes, I'm walking along, and one of the establishments on the avenue, the owner calls out to me, come, please come. He said, what's going on? What do you want? He says, well, we just started to do takeout. I guess it was closing time already. I have these two big clumps of gefilte fish. I want you to take home to your wife to see how she likes it. And of course, we had fish for Shabbos. So the Hashgocha is there. We have to open our eyes to see it. You want regular fish? Okay. You want a story with gefilte fish? We could provide that too. Hashkocha Hashem, listen itself to me. It was an act of Hashkocha. to be able to ask such a question, think of a public demonstration, how, okay, no problem. There's hashgacha of everything. But I'd like to take it a step further. Part of the understanding of hashgacha is understanding that we don't necessarily deserve everything that we want. But there's a koyach of bitochoin, which evokes a response which could be even beyond what we deserve. We actually say that in Nishmas, and the Goyin learns Pshat. We say, Adheno azarunu rachamecho. Until now, you helped us, but it was all rachamim. V'lo yazavunu, and you didn't forsake us. Chasodecho, and it was all chesed and kindness. V'al tichenu Hashem elokeinu lenetzach, and therefore, we are botuach, he says, that you won't forsake us. You will not forsake us lenetzach. Why? It says like this. If what you did until now was because we deserved it, maybe today we don't deserve it. But since Adheno was only Rachamecho, the Ad Velazavunu was only Adheno Zavunu, Azarunu was only Rachamecho, Velazavunu was only Chasadecho. Therefore, we can be sure, because Hashem's Chesed and Rachamim is a constant, never to change. And since that never changes, So Memela, we can be sure that Hashem will provide for us. Now, when we think about it, what that really means is that it isn't dependent upon our good deeds. It isn't dependent upon our earning or deserving it, so to speak. It's like I like to call it entitlement. Because of the bitochon, we're zoich. Hashem's hashgacha works in such a way that to the bal bitochon, and sometimes even not to the Baal Bitochin, but certainly to the Baal Bitochin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. And the way to muster that Bitochin is to look and say, hey, look what he's done for me until now. And it's not because I deserved it. Because if I deserved it, then there's a hesitation. Maybe I no longer deserve it. But if it's all chesed v'rachamim, that's a constant. That will be forever. And lochein anachnu betuchim sha'al titshenu lanetzach. Okay. I would like to mention here something which the Mishnah Brura brings from the Sefer Hecholos, so Kabbalah Sefer. I mentioned it before, but I think it's so significant. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he wants to send the Yoredei Merkova down to this world to tell Klal Yisrael what he does when the Klal Yisrael says Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. He says, "Ein li hano ba'olam. I have no pleasure in this world like the pleasure that I have when they lift up their eyes heavenward and they attempt to connect their eyes with my eyes, to connect with me. And they say the words, Kodesh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoidoi. He says, I have such hano. I'm so overwhelmed with love and hano for Klal Yisrael. I take hold of the Kisei HaKovod, which is Bidmus Yaakov Avinu. V'ani mechabkoi u'menashkoi. I hug it and I kiss it. And I want to be memayir the Geula. I want to bring more speedily the Geula for them because of this connection that they have with me. What is that connection all about? So lemaisa, the word Kodesh means mufrosh. The repetition of Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh means Hashem is separate, 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 above, 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 above and beyond. In what midah? We said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Vayigba Hashem, Tzvokos Bamishpot, Vokel HaKodesh, Nikdash, Hashem is Nikdash, Bitztoko, in the midah of Tztoko. The Goyin tells us, and it's mashma from numerous places in the midah of Malkeinu, in the Hurachub a few times, that the midah of Tztoko is beyond what we earned. You know, if not because of our zchusim, then we ask for tzedakah. Ein bonu masim, aseim onu tzedakah v'chesed. Tzedakah, the Goyin says, is giving beyond what I've earned. So that's what Hashgacha Pratis does. I may not have earned it. It may not have been a gzera on Rosh Hashanah on and Silva on Yom Kippur, but I have bitochen in Hashem. And when I have bitochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. We are connecting with Hashem in the most powerful connection. A connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein li hano ba'olam, like this moment. Because we're connecting and understanding the essence of Hashem. And that essence is that he gives us beyond what we deserve. And Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, the Avud Rom says that refers to Hashgacha Pratis. So it seems Hashgacha Pratis is a byproduct of this this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us beyond what we deserve. And that forges this powerful or attempted powerful connection with Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein li hanog oilo. I am overwhelmed with hano. I take hold of the kisei hakovod and mechabkoi umenashkoi, mechabkoi umenashkoi, and I'm being memayer the geula. And that really is a formula for bitochon. When we think about that, when we think about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates our connection, when we think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of tzedakah, which is mufresh, mufresh, kodesh, 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 in the midah of giving beyond, he gives beyond, that's his thing, that's what he's all about. And that recognition is the best way to connect. Well, then if the recognition of that he gives beyond, and that is the byproduct of that is his Hashgacha Pratis, makes it so much easier for us to connect to Hashem and Bitochen. Because yes, afilu, like Chazal say, even a Rosha, if he puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem will not let him down. Chesed, chesed. So once we know that Hashem is misnaig the ulam, the hashgacha protis in the world, with the midas hatstoka, giving us beyond what we deserve, when we think Adheno Zeruno was only Rachamecho, Velea Zabuno was only Chasudecho, then lochein anachnu betuchim, we can now be batuach that Hashem will not let us down. Because if what he gives is because only what we deserve, well, maybe yesterday I deserved the chesed, and today I don't. But if Hashem gives purely because he gives, because of chesed and rachamim, that's a constant. That never changes. Hashem's chesed is me'oilom adoilom, ki le'oilom chasnoi, as verachamav al kol ma'asov, it's a constant thing, and the mela have nothing to be worried about. So I think that recognizing this midah of tzedakah, and recognizing how it leads to Hashgacha Pratis, and recognizing how precious that connection is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it says, Eini hano b'olam, it makes it easier for us to access the midah sabitochon. This is his thing. This is what he does. This is what he's waiting for. He wants the Klal Yisrael to know. He sends the Yoredei Merkova to tell us what he does when we attempt to connect with him with the realization of his Hashgacha, giving us beyond what we deserve. And that, in the essence, is really what the Midas HaBitochon does. When we say Kedusha, we lift our eyes heavenward. When we feel Bitochon in Hashem, our eyes are heavenward all day long. It's a constant thing. Because we're putting our trust in Hashem. We're putting our trust in his Hashgacha Pratis. We're putting our trust in his Midas HaTzedakah that he gives us above and beyond what we deserve. And therefore, we're able to maintain that bitochon. And therefore, we'll be able to connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we've quoted here many times what the Meir Simcha writes in the Meshech Chochma, and that is that the mocker in the Torah for the Inyan HaBitochon is a boy sidbok, clinging to Hashem. Because when a Jew puts his trust in Hashem, he is in the most intimate, deep, passionate connection with the Borei Olam in the most tangible way that we can be connected with a being that has no physical being whatsoever. And that's through the Midas HaBitochon.